Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Hei Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin the halachos of Tfilas Mincha with today's share, Simen Reish Lamed Beis. Fascinating halachos that we're about to discuss. We have concluded now a beautiful discussion on various brachos. The Shulchan Aruch is set up in the way that it talks about a person getting up in the morning, going through the halachos of putting on talis and tefillin, getting to the bathroom, getting dressed. Then it goes to the halachos of Tfilas Shacharis. After Shacharis, a person has to go and learn, so it talks about learning. Then it talks about the halachos of making brachos because you're going to go eat. And now it's talking about a person after he's gone to work for the day, or if he's just learning, whatever he's doing, Baruch Hashem, now it's coming time for davening Tfilas Mincha. The Shulchan Aruch has been set up in the pattern of a person's day in his life. It may not be so obvious when you don't think about it, but that's the pattern. And now we're up to Tfilas Mincha in the normal day of a Jewish person. And Simen Reish Lamed Beis, Dvarim Hasurim Lasos B'Shas Mincha. This Simen particularly talks about the aspect of what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do before you daven Mincha, once it's reached the time for a person to daven Mincha. So the Mechaber starts off and he says, if you're running late, the hour is late, and you have to daven mincha, but you won't be able to daven a full Shmon Esrei with the tzibur and have chazaras hashat, so what do you do in this situation? If you're pressed for time, because you're really supposed to complete the entire tefillas mincha before the end of the zman of mincha, which we'll talk about what that is, so you spalu b'lachash, so then you do what we would say is a shortened version of the Shmon Esrei. You daven over here b'lachash, everybody davens a silent Shmon Esrei according to the Mechaber, and then instead of having a full chazaras Shats, you do a mini chazaras hashatz. The shliach tzibur says the first bracha mogein, that's mogein Avraham. He says the second bracha umchaya, which is mechaya mesim. Then they say kedusha all together. That's the purpose of this, is to allow the entire tzibur to say kedusha together. The yane kedusha, they all say kedusha together, and then you conclude the third bracha umesayim hakel hakadosh, and that's it. That is the entire chazaras hashatz. According to the first version over here that the Mechaber brings down, when you're pressed for time, you have time to say the entire silent Shmon Esrei before the end of the Zman of Mincha, and you'll have enough time to just say the first three brachos, including the Kedusha, out loud. So that's the mini Chazaras Hashatz that's recommended over here. And the reason is because im ein shos b'yom ligmar yudches brachos, you should do this. If you don't have time to say the entire chazaras hashatz, this is the eitz that's given. Do the regular silent Shmon Esrei first, and then do this mini chazaras hashatz, and you'll be adequately yotze in that fashion when there's no time. That's because if you were to continue the chazaras hashatz, you'd go after the zman, and you're not allowed to do that. The Ramah adds, however, Hagah, the Yesh Omrim, others say a little bit differently. She is spalal hashliach tzibur im hakol b'kol ram. The Ramah says, and this is what people are much more familiar with, is that the Shaliach Tzibur starts off, not that there's a silent Shmon Esrei for us, but what we call a Heicha or a Heicha Shmon Esrei. Heicha means over here, Bikol Rom, as we'll see. The words that the Ramah uses, Hashliach Tzibur, says over here out loud with the Kahal, Bekol Ram, out loud. That's where we get the term Haicha Shmon Esrei, and out loud. But he only does the first three brachos, including the Kedusha. And then the Chazan continues and says the rest of the Shmon Esrei silently. And the Tzibur does one of two things, as we'll see. They either said it along with the Chazan, and therefore they now continue also Atachonein, or they start now from the beginning of the Shmon Esrei, and they say the entire Yisrael Shmon Esrei. This shortened form of the Shmon Esrei, when you're under duress, under extenuating circumstances, you won't be able to finish the Chazaras Hashatz, the full Chazaras Hashatz, by the end of the Zman of Mincha, is how it's recommended by the Ramah to do. V'chein Noagin, he says, this is what you should do. And he says, V'ayin Le'al Simen Kuv Chav Dalet Siv Beis, where some of these halachos are also discussed of the Shmon Esrei and how to do this. Now, let's look inside in the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Aleph. When we say we're pressed for time, the Hainu, She'ein Shahos Bayom, there is no time during the day, She'ispalu Mitchila Hatzibur Belachash, V'achek HaChazar Seshatz Kiroi. We're only allowing you to do this under these extenuating circumstances where it's so late in the day. Let's say a place, they set up Davni Mincha, let's say 10, 15 minutes before the Shkia, and they have trouble making a minyan. They get the minyan only 5 minutes before the Shkia. So now if you do the regular silent Shmon Esrei, the Chazar Seshatz is going to be after the Shkia. So in this situation, do one of these forms, like the Mechaber said, or like the Ramah said, of this mini Chazaras Hashatz. Dish foot number one brings down, if there is time during the day, then most of the Achronim, as brought down in Simen Kuv Chav Dalet, do not recommend that you do this Haicha Shmon Esrei, because the Ika Takano was to daven a Tefillah B'Lachash and then a Chazaras Hashatz out loud. So you shouldn't do this willy-nilly. This is only really for extenuating circumstances. Dish foot number two brings down that you must really conclude the Chazaras Hashatz before the end of the Zman of Mincha. What about by Shachris? Can this work by Shachris? So we already brought down the name of the Prima Gadim earlier in Kuf Chav Dalet. Im Ein Shos Ligmor Es Chazaras Hashatz Ad Arba Shos. By Shachris, when the Zman is really 4 hours into the day, L'chatchila, if you can't finish the Shemoneh Esrei by that point in time, so then the Shliach Tzibah could also do this Haicha Shemoneh Esrei theoretically at least as well. However, the Bi'alocha brings down over there, since most people say you still have to chatzos, so it's probably better not to do this Haichash Manasri by Shachris, because you really have that extra 2 hours leeway by Shachris, which you don't have by Minchon. The issue for number three brings down, what happens if it's a half a minute before the Shkia, and you don't have time to do any of this, not even to daven the Tvila Belachash? So then he says, you make the Tvila Havinenu, which we also learned about in Simon Kuf Yud, which is a mini version of the Shmanasri. But you're only allowed to do this when you don't say over here, the Saint Talumotter. So you can only do this during the summer months. In the winter months, Havinenu doesn't have a Saint Talumotter in it, and therefore you're not Yotze. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out, you see from here an interesting din, that you really should be able to finish the entire Shemoneh Esrei in this man, not that you just start it. There is an opinion that's based upon a Tosus and Brachos that says as long as you start it during the right time, even if you go after this man, it's okay. But L'chatchila, certainly, we should follow the Aruch HaShulchan over here, say we shouldn't rely upon that. What about Tachlim in this situation? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that when you're saying this Haicha Shemoneh Esrei, that everybody should really wait till they all say Tachlim together, not that each one as he finishes his silent Shemoneh Esrei should go and say Tachlim to himself. They really should all say Tachlim together because of the principle of Barov Am Hadras Melech. Nu, what is the heter that many places, especially yeshivas, they sometimes do this Haicha Shemoneh Esrei, this half Shemoneh Esrei over here, the out loud part, and then they do the silent Shemoneh Esrei all separately. There's no real Chazaras Hashatz. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, in the Emes Liakov, brings down that Chazaras Hashatz was really set up for shuls and not for yeshivas, because it was set up for people that don't know. In the yeshivas, everybody really knows. And therefore, since all of the people in the yeshiva are bekiyim, they really don't need the Chazaras Hashatz, and one can argue it's because of Bittul Torah, it's going to take up extra time, so there is this heter to do this. Albeit, many yeshivas, they don't take advantage of this heter, and they daven a full Shemoneh Esrei. And I dare say that's certainly the more proper thing to do, but Chas V'Shalom, I'm not being makatri against those that daven a Haicha Shemoneh Esrei. And likewise, I know in the hospital, for example, we daven a Haicha Shemoneh Esrei because the doctors are really harried and rushed, and for them to take off more than the minimal amount necessary, sometimes it's just not possible to have a minyan. So therefore, we will also, under extenuating circumstances, like being in a hospital, allow a Haicha Shemoneh Esrei even l'chatchila. When you do daven a Haicha Shemoneh Esrei, they bring down the name of Aaron Kotlus Atzal, that if it's during the days of Hanukkah, you shouldn't daven a Haicha Shemoneh Esrei because you don't have a chance to say the Allah Nisim out loud if you're doing this half Shemoneh Esrei, so to say. And therefore, you're not doing the full Pirsumi Nisa. So even if you daven Haicha Shemoneh Esrei, for what we do in the hospital, for example, we try to daven at least during Hanukkah, we say the full Shemoneh Esrei will allow us to add the additional Pirsum of Allah Nisim in the Chazaras Hashatz. The Bir HaLocha in Dibur HaMaskal Shliach Tzibur Makal also brings down what about an Atanis Tzibur. Therefore, in that situation, the Chazan is adding an additional bracha. And that's somewhat problematic because all the other people aren't adding an additional bracha. They're adding Anenu in Shomea Tvila. So he brings down a number of opinions what to do in that situation. Certainly would be better to say either the full Chazaras Hashatz in that situation to get around any problems. The issue foot number 10 brings down an interesting idea from the Makor HaChayim that says you should do the laning after the Shemoneh Esrei if you see you're not going to be able to finish both the laning and the Shemoneh Esrei before the Zman is done. Better do the laning after the Zman rather than the Shemoneh Esrei after the Zman. Very interesting Psak HaLocha. Now we go to Sif Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Yispalu b'lachash, you do it silently. Haynu shalo yismucho atzibur mipnei adchak, let's say srak b'tfilas ha-shalich tzibur shispalu b'kol rom. The people in this situation aren't relying upon the Shliach Tzibah to be Yotzei, the Ikar Tvila B'Lachashu, because the real Shemoneh Esrei is the Lachash one that they're saying, and the Shliach Tzibah, Rachash Shliach Tzibah, Yekatzeh B'Tvilaso Shebekal, and the out loud part that he says is only the first three brachos, with the Kedusha, below Yomar Kim Sholosh Rishonos Lotzion Yedei Chavosim B'Kedusha. This way they get Kedusha, but they're not really Yotzei with the Shemoneh Esrei, they're really Yotzei with the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin lekamen b'simin reish lamed gimel sif aleph into the next day's shiurim when we do simin reish lamed gimel. We're not going to finish reish lamed beis today, but when we finish reish lamed beis, we're going to go straight into this discussion in the Ramah over there. B'hagah masai nigmar hayom linyan tefilas mincha. What exactly do we define as the end of the tzman for tefilas mincha? Dear Shufut number 4 alludes to what some of these thinim are. Is it Shkia? Is it a little bit after the Shkia? Is it Tzeis HaKochavim? We'll discuss this in Mir Shasem when you get to Reish Lamed Gimel. And he says, look as well in the Mishnah Berurah over there. And Dear Shufut number 5 brings down the Odif Lispalo Bismana Biyachidus Min Lispalo Shalom Bismana Bitzibur. It's actually preferable for a person to daven in the right time Biyachidus rather than to actually go beyond the Shkia, the Mishnah Berurah holds, and daven with the Minyan. That has huge ramifications for people that daven in places that daven Mincha after the Zman for some and they go by the Zman, let's say, of Rabbeinu Tam, so they're davening after the Zman of the Gaonim and the Gra, and they're davening with the Zman of the Rabbeinu Tam, so we'll have this whole discussion, Mitzvah Hashem, when we get to Reish Lamed Gimel. Very fascinating and very practical halachic discussion. You have sometimes in a shul, you can have some people davening Maariv, and other people are still waiting to daven Mincha. It's not yet the Zman, quote, for Mincha. Sivkot and Dalit in Mishnah Berurah, he says that you do it the way the Ramah mentions that you first do the out loud you start right off with the Shliach Tzibur saying it out loud. The first version over here is that the Tzibur says along with the Chazan silently all three of the Brachos and the Kedusha until after Kel HaKadosh. And the issue for number 8 brings down in that situation, they say each word with the Chazan, including Lador Vador, as opposed to Ata Kadosh for those places that say Lador Vador. Ideally, you should have somebody there who can answer Amen to the Shliach Tzibur, because all of the people davening are davening with him, so they can't answer Amen to their own bracha. And he says, we've discussed this also previously in the Ramah, in Siman Kuch Chav Dalasif Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, Ayin Shom. The issue foot number 9 reminds us over there, Himashah Duchuk Abi Yosef, it's very late. So he says, Dai B'masha Tinokos Yan Omen. It would be okay if you have a little child there at least answering Omen, that would be acceptable as well. Alternatively, call somebody who's ready to daven mincha to be the one to answer Amen, if you can do this easily. If you can't do either of these two suggestions, you don't have to be makbid on this, ain't lahakbid al zeh klal, then don't be makbid so nobody answers Amen, it's okay. The issue for number 6 brings down, that we already learned previously as well, in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, that you should only have the people saying along silently with the Chazan, as the Chazan says it out loud, if it's really a Shas Hadchak. You're going to miss it if they don't start right away. But if you have time, the preferred way, La'acha Shomar Shlech Tzibur, Akel HaKadosh, you let the Chazan say out loud until Akel HaKadosh, including Kedusha, and then everybody starts their own silent Shemoneh Esrei. The Chazan continues out to Chonein, but everybody else starts their silent Shemoneh Esrei at that point in time. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Lo Yeshiv Adam Listaper. Person shouldn't go to take a haircut. We'll see that this actually talks about both a haircut or a shave right before the Zman of Mincha. Somuch L'Mincha Ach Yisbalo. You shouldn't do this, even though it's not yet Zman of Mincha, if it's right before the Zman of Mincha, before you go daven, because you may get so engrossed in the haircut or delayed by the haircut that you'll miss the Zman of Mincha. Likewise, Lo Yikonis L'Merchatz. A person shouldn't go into a bathhouse. They had different bathhouses than we do. Everybody has their own bathroom in their own house, their own showers, their own bathtub. In those days, they had a public bathhouse. And therefore, you shouldn't do this also right before the Zman of Mincha, because you're going to get delayed and you're going to miss Mincha. Likewise, Lola Bursiki, you shouldn't go into a Bursiki. What's a Bursiki? The Ramah tells us, Mokum Shema Abdin Shom Ha'oros. This is a factory, a place where they go and they tan the hides. So you shouldn't enter into such a place as well, because you're going to get engrossed in the Malacha over there and you're going to miss Davni Mincha. And likewise, Velo Law Din, a person shouldn't go and adjudicate a case. He shouldn't be a judge for a case right before the Zman of Mincha, because you'll get so engrossed in the case, it'll make you forget the Zman of Mincha, you'll miss out Davni Mincha. And finally, the Lo Lechol, likewise, don't even start a meal. We'll have to define again what type of a meal this is. And he says, Afiluk Seuda Ketana, even a small meal over here, Somuch L'Mincha Gedola, prior to Mincha Gedola. Now, very, very briefly, we have to know what Mincha Gedola is. So the day is divided up in an ideal day of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we divide it up into 12 equal parts. So Chatzos would be at 12 noon in that situation, in my idealized day. It almost never works out that way. Maybe at the equinox is a spring and the vernal equinox, it might work out close to that, but even there it's not exactly 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., but let's make it idealized so we can understand it. So Mincha Gedola is a half an hour after Chatzos. That's the earliest time that you can daven Mincha. Technically, you could daven from Chatzos, but since people didn't have atomic clocks and digital clocks to know exactly when it's 12:01, so they would wait till the sun was enough above in the western sky that you could definitely say it was past Chatzos, and that's about 12:30, a half an hour after midday, and therefore that's called Mincha Gedola. That's all we'll go into this for right now. Mincha Ketana is a period of time of 2.5 hours before the Shkia, or before, according to some, Tzeis HaKochavim. In any event, that is a period of time called Mincha Ketana, and then there's Plaga Mincha, which is half of that, which is an hour and 15 minutes before the end of the Zman. So that's very, very, very brief what the Zmanim are. So he's telling us here, don't do any of these activities that we just brought down, taking a haircut, going into the bathhouse, going into the tannery, not going to adjudicate a case, and not going to eat, even a small suda, before Mincha Gedola, Samuch Mincha Gedola, once it becomes almost the Zman for Mincha Gedola, which is 12:30 in our idealized day. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey writes, he named it Meisha B'Siv Zeh Yesh Bo Pratim Rabim, since there are many details over here in this sif that we're about to discuss. He's going to go and expand upon this a little bit in the preamble and introduction over here. Hinei calls the asif, this entire sif, linin achila. This deals with eating, v'chein linin l'stopper, taking a shave, l'ikonis l'merchus, a bath, el shadorim, and his korim po, all the other things that we're going to list over here. Hu mishnah b'perakam of the Shabbos. This is the first perak of Shabbos. It's listed over there. The osu somel chamincha. You shouldn't do any of these things prior to mincha. V'lo bera mishnah eze mincha. It doesn't tell us which mincha. Is it mincha gedola, mincha katana? In mincha gedola, the mishay shos metzal amalas, I just explained, 12:30, 6 hours into the day, a half hour after that. The somel chlot, right immediately before that, who chatzi shol called them. So this would be between 12 and 12:30 in our ILI's day. Dainu tekev achachatzos hayom, immediately after midday. Or is it talking about mincha katana? Do miteisha shos metzal amala. This would be 9.5 hours into the day, as I said, 2.5 hours before the end of the day. The samuch was there, hainu mitchila shol asiris, and the beginning of this would be from the beginning of the 10th hour, i.e., when you're starting off after 9 hours. So this in our idealized day would be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, with mincha ketana beginning at 3:30 in the afternoon, 2.5 hours before six in our idealized day. It also doesn't define there what is not allowed to be eaten. You're not allowed to eat, but what is included in that? Is this like a wedding feast? A big meal like a wedding feast or something like that? Also, that certainly is also because that could definitely take you past this man of mincha. Or is it even talking about afilu suda katana? Or is it even talking about a peanut butter sandwich, a small little meal over here that a normal person has, that's also aser. Because dilma aser lem shukha, because things can drag on. You sit there with a newspaper, you sit with a sefer, and all of a sudden it's the end of zman mincha. And all the other things that we listed over there in the Mishnah, which are listed over here in the Shulchan Aruch, we're not sure. That's what we said, you can't enter the bathhouse. Is it for everything that you're going to do in the bathhouse, which is a full bathing? Is it called shampoo yourself, wash yourself well in hot water, and then rinse off in cold water and schwitz? Oh, I feel lazia biyam also, or even just to enter into it, just to have a schwitz would be aser. Shamis alif machmas chom hamerchus. You may come to faint because of the heat of the merchutz. V'chein barsaki. Likewise, entering into the tannery. Idavkel barsaki gedol. Is it a large factory? I feel yinu biyam, or just to go and look in there and see what's going on. You're in and out. And the same thing applies to all the other things that are listed over there. Kasher muskorim b'zeh hasif that are listed there and in our sif. So, the Gemara has two terutzim over there. According to both of these terutzim, it's talking here about mincha gedola, the 12:30 mincha. Samuch to that, 12 to 12:30. Teretz kama, the first answer, the kavanas mishnah shasu samuch mincha gedola, when it says that you're not allowed to do any of these things between 12 and 12:30, samuch mincha gedola, ayre dafka besuda gedola. It's talking about a large wedding meal. However, hasuda katana mutter. You can have a peanut butter sandwich, lahaskel, adzman somuch lemincha katana. You can have the peanut butter sandwich anytime from 12 o'clock on until somuch lemincha katana, until 3 o'clock. V'yesh mekilim od deteridzeh, others are even more mekel in this regard, dafilu somuch lemincha katana, gam kimutu lahaskel suda katana. They say even from 3 to 3:30 you can have a peanut butter sandwich. According to the second teretz, teretz basra, the kavanah submission lesser afilu suda katana. According to the second teretz, even little things you're not allowed to do somuch lemincha gedol between 12 and 12:30. So all of these things would be also to do in any way, even in a milder form of them, between 12 and 12:30 until you go daven mincha at 12:30. The nechlukah pasuk is that this is a big machlokus. Harif Rambam pasuk teretz basra. The riff and the Rambam pasuk like the second teretz. Anything is not allowed to be done between 12 and 12:30, even a small suda, etc. And the Mechaber paskins like the Rif and the Rambam. The Mechaber usually paskins like two of the three great Gedolim if they're arguing, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. So here the Rif and the Rambam, they're the majority opinion, so he paskins like them that it's talking about even Somuch L'mincha Gedola, you can't do anything. The Ramah, however, Bereish Devaru, Pasach Kitirutzakama, he paskins like the other opinion, and says it's really only a large suda that you can't do before Mincha Gedola, and a small suda you can do all the way up to Samuch L'Mincha Katana, or even until Mincha Katana. And so Torah Finyan Shabbosif Zeh, that's the basics of this din. And now, V'yata Nasu Lavor is the Resif. Now we can go and discuss this in more detail. Sifkot and Vav. You're not allowed to go and take a haircut before Mincha, and Dishu Foot number 12 brings down from Shlomo Zalman, this is talking about both a haircut and a shave. And the Mishbura says, "Hai somuch lemincha, hai nu somuch lemincha gedola." The Mechaber is telling us it's before mincha gedola. Kasher kosav Mechaber sof dvar, as we see at the end of the Mechaber over here, as we just said, according to the second teretz, the Rif and the Rambam. Va'akulu koi, and all of this going, va'af sha'ad sof zman mincha yeshos habe. Even though from 12:30 to 6 is a lot of time, nevertheless, afilu hachi chashinu shema yishover hazug. We're concerned over here that in the middle of the haircut, the implements that he's using, the scissors will cut and break. Be'chazra achar acheres, I have to go look for another scissor in the middle of your haircut. Be'avra mincha, and all of a sudden he comes back and says, after 6 o'clock. The Afshar Shim Yeshlo Shnaim or Shlosh Zugim Muchanim Lufanov Shari. But if the guy has plenty of implements in front of him, he has multiple scissors. If one breaks, he'll have another one there. Maybe in that situation, it would be permissible. The issue for number 13 brings down from the Shalos Jews Olu Tzion Lav Davka 2 or 3. As long as he has other implements, it would be fine according to this opinion. Now, Kishiruiyas Mana Mincha. According to this, when it reaches Mincha Gedola, Nochon Shlo Yikach Yelad Bcheiko. You shouldn't take a kid on your lap. The Shema Yitanit Begadav, because the child may soil your pants because he's in diapers. Uboch Yichazer Chamayim Yavur Mincha O Yisach Lavol Leves Haknesses. And this is also going to cause a problem for you for davening that you have to look for water and you're going to come late to shul and miss Mincha. When you say samuch, it means a half an hour before, it's the beginning of the 7th hour, which is 12 o'clock in our paradigm. It makes no difference whether the day is long or short. That always means after midday, and we'll pick up the rest of this tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. That concludes today's share.